God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for another Netcast today. We're going to be talking about some really exciting things from the Word of God, things that are important for you to know right now in this time. And so we're going to be getting into that in just a few minutes. I want to talk about the fact that the just shall live by faith. I'm talking about that on our radio program during this time. And, you know, as I record this, this is May the 6th, and we are still well into the whole COVID pandemic thing. And so a lot of people are still restricted. They're still not going into their workplaces. And from my perspective, one of the most important aspects is they're not going to church services. Church services have been moved online for the most part. And the Word of God says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. The best way we can do that right now is through electronic means, either as we're using right now, video, or to use video over Facebook Live or YouTube Live or some of the other technologies that are available to us. So I tell you, this is a very unique time. A very different time, and I'm just not used to it myself. You know, I'm used to a lot of freedom of movement and going and doing, and this restriction is, it's wearing. It really is, and I know you know that as well, but it's just beginning to get a little old, all right? But at any rate, I wanted to talk to you today about living by faith, all right? It's one thing to see the world going crazy with fear. But the church ought to be living by faith. And faith and fear are reciprocals. All right? That means they are completely 180 degrees opposite of each other. And so we need to look into that, talk about that. That's what we're going to be doing. First of all, though, I want to talk about the fact that Word of Faith Radio is an opportunity that you have to get into the Word of God on a consistent regular basis. We have the main station. We have the healing station. And particularly in this time when so many people are concerned about their health and about healing, you need to be listening to the healing station. I was listening this morning as I woke up. I leave it playing all night long beside my bed. And as I woke up, Mark Brzee was teaching on healing. And he was going through the scripture concerning healing. And I tell you, it was a blessing to hear him teach on healing. So the healing station's available. The music station where you can hear good anointed music, the Brother Harold Cagle programs. And then, of course, the KJV station where you can hear the Bible dramatized, KJV Bible dramatized, and it just plays all the time. I mean, all day long, all night long, every day, every day, every day, it's available to you to hear the Word of God. And that is crucial, praise the Lord. That's just critical in these days particularly. Now, speakfaith.tv, I tell you, it is growing. People are listening and particularly watching the live stream. The live stream is a little different address, sftv.io, as I have up on the screen right now. And that address is available to you anytime. Now, I stream the live stream on Facebook in our Word of Faith Ministries Facebook group. And if you want to join that Facebook group, you can catch it there right on Facebook. And the way they've got Facebook working now, when you're watching a live stream like that, it'll actually kind of, I don't know, it's almost like it moves over into the corner while you continue to scroll. So you can be listening to teaching of the Word of God as you're scrolling through Facebook and reading other articles and things. So just keeping yourself saturated and surrounded by the Word of God. That's one of the tools that we have here at Word of Faith Ministries to get the Word out. And I'm pretty excited about that. So I wanted to encourage you along that lines. And then, of course, our website, speakfaith.org. Everything that we do, that's kind of the, I don't know, the base of operations. You know, that's where everything comes out of, is that main website. So from there, you have links to the radio program, Speak Faith Broadcast. You have links to our teaching, our archive of audio teaching. That's hard to say. Archive of audio teaching. All the teaching goes back all the way to 1979. Wow. Okay. So the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, all of that is in there. And we've just been teaching for all these many years. And I tell you, it is exciting. Now, this is 2020. And Word of Faith Ministries was founded in 1980. So that means this is our 40th anniversary coming up in August. 40 years that this ministry, Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated, has been around. Now, I've been ministering longer than that. I was ordained in 1977. And actually was teaching a little bit before that. But still in all, this ministry will be 40 years old this August. Whew, I tell you, that's something. Anyway, I just wanted to share some of this with you, talk about our website, and encourage you to go there and check out all the things that are available on speakfaith.org. Now, let's talk about the topic that we have for this particular program today. And it, by the way, you can catch this program aired on speakfaith.tv, our live stream, every day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I want to remember to tell you that as well. And Brother Harold has got us on Word of Faith Radio three times a day, 5:45, 11:30, which is our original time, and then 10 o'clock at night or 10:30. I can never remember which. I should check these things before I come on the air, so to speak, before I start recording. But I can check that pretty quickly here. We'll just go to our website, the website I was talking about, and it is 10 o'clock, 5:45 in the morning, 11:30 in the morning, and 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Word of Faith Radio. So I wanted to check that because I don't want to give you bad information. But at any rate, you can listen to our radio program all those times on Word of Faith Radio, or you can go right to the website, speakfaith.org. Put that up there again, speakfaith.org. Scroll down the left-hand side of the page, and you'll be able to see Speak Faith Broadcast and be able to listen to the broadcast and even get caught up if you have been behind on some of our broadcasts. So let's talk about the just shall live by faith. Now, why even talk about the just shall live by faith? Well, I think God believes it's important. Now, why do I say that? Because four times in the Bible, he says the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith. I think he's trying to get something across to us, don't you? Amen. Let's look at the first one. Habakkuk. Now, there's a scripture I know you go to a lot. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk chapter 2. And then in Romans 1:17, Paul writing there says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Well, he was talking about Habakkuk 2:4. So you got the Old Testament saying the just shall live by faith. Then you got Paul in the New Testament quoting that scripture and saying the just shall live by faith. But it didn't stop there. Let's keep going. We go to Galatians 3:11. Galatians 3:11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And then Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul, God is speaking here, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God has no pleasure in those that draw back from faith. Okay? That doesn't say he hates you. Doesn't say that he cuts you off. None of that. No, it says he just has no pleasure. There's only one thing that pleases God, and that's faith. How do I know that? Because Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. What does that tell you? That tells you that with faith, it is possible to please God. And I want to be pleasing to Him, so I want to live by faith. I want to operate by faith. I want my whole direction in life to be framed and directed by my faith, not by fear. Amen. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, but not fear. Fear does not come from God. Now, let me say that again. Fear does not come from God. Now, I know some people have said, yeah, but what about the Bible saying that we should fear God? Well, first of all, the word fear that's used in Hebrew there means to have an awesome respect for God. It's not fear like a quaking fear, oh, God's going to get me, that kind of thing. No, it is respect for God. And I tell you, there's a lot of people these days, the days that we live in, that do not respect God. I mean, I just heard, it's been a few weeks ago, that the governor of New York said, don't go thanking God for cutting back or changing the curve of COVID-19. It was us. We did it. Well, hey, give God glory. Give Him credit. You know, you may do some things that help, and that's good. You should take some responsibility. You should do some things that help keep you safe and keep you from getting sick. But ultimately, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we're going to give Him the credit and Him the glory. I'm not going to take any, okay? No, the only way I'm going to please God is by faith, not fear. And if I'm in fear about everything that's going on right now, everything that people are talking about, everything you see in the news, you know, it's just like we talked about in the last program, don't give in to fear, but live by faith. Well, you know, that was kind of, you might say, I don't want to say we were approaching it from the negative side, but we were talking about fear yet in the last broadcast. But in this broadcast, we're talking about faith. Like I said, it's the reciprocal. We talked about that a little bit last time, that it's like a number line. You go one direction on a number line, you may go negative. You turn around and go the other direction, you go positive. If you go up the number line, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You get larger and larger and larger numbers. Turn around, go back the other way. Once you go down past 0, you get a -1, -2, -3. You go into negative numbers. It's a number line, okay? Well, it's the same thing with this life of faith. If you turn from faith, you walk toward fear. If you get in fear, you walk away from faith. And faith, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you want to be a God pleaser, okay, I tell you, I like that old song by Petra. Want to be a God pleaser, don't want to be a man pleaser. Amen. And that's what you ought to be thinking about. I want to be pleasing to my Father God. And the only thing that pleases Him is faith. So I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to speak my faith. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to be, let's put it this way, I'm going to be dominated by faith in the Word of God. Now, I know some people don't want to use that term, dominated. You know, if Jesus Christ is my Lord, that I am His child and His servant and His follower. Okay? He has complete control of my life. He's my Lord. Now, a lot of people don't want to talk about that these days. But I want you to think about what Romans chapter 10 says. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as your personal Lord, and to believe that God raised him physically from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. So the two requirements for salvation are that you believe that God raised him from the dead, and that you confess him as Lord. Confessing him as Lord is not just something you do one day. Okay, Jesus, you're my Lord, and that's it. You're committing to him having control over your life. He is your Lord. You are his servant. Now, you're also his child, okay? And he wants what's best for you, and he wants to bless you. He has only good thoughts toward you and plans for you, okay? He's not up there with a sledgehammer wanting to hit you over the head. But he is in charge. And if he tells me to walk by faith and that's what pleases him, then bless God, I'm going to walk by faith and I'm going to do my best to please him. Now see, this is the aspect that's been missing from a lot of Christians' personal experiences. They've gone to church, maybe they were raised in church, you know, they've done what they were supposed to do as far as they know. You know, I've been a good little boy, whatever. And so they think that's what's required for them to be born again. And they're completely wrong. You could go to hell thinking that. Amen. What gets you saved is believing that God raised Jesus from the dead and confessing and receiving him as your Lord. Then you're saved. Okay? Now after that, you begin to walk a life that is pleasing to God. And the only way you're going to do that is to do it by faith. Amen. Walking by faith, not by sight. And so many people these days, all their lives, they've been trained to walk by sight. What do I mean by that? By the five physical senses. What I can touch, what I can taste, what I can smell, what I can see, what I can hear. Everything has to do with the five physical senses to people in the natural, okay? They don't realize there's a realm beyond their five physical senses. Did you know that right here as I sit in my office, right here in front of the camera, with the lights on me, and a microphone, as I sit here, there's angels all in this room. I can't see them. Haven't ever seen them. But I know they're there. Because the Word of God says that ministering spirits are there to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. So they're there. Now, you know, I don't get weird about it. A lot of people go, oh yeah, angels, I'm so into angels. Well, you don't get into angels, okay? That's not what it's about. Angels are there, and they minister for you if you're a believer. But they are limited in the sense, for instance, that they can't preach the gospel. I'll just use one example. They can't preach the gospel. Now, what do I mean by that? Have you ever noticed that in the New Testament that it wasn't angels going around preaching? It wasn't angels going around getting people born again? They would show up, but it was men that were preaching the gospel. God has designed it for us as his kids to preach the gospel and get people born again. The angel's there to help us lest we even dash our foot against a stone. They're there for supernatural protection. There have been stories that have been told of Christians who were in rough, terrible situations. I'm thinking of this one guy that was walking down the street and there was a gang, a mafia type gang, that basically took out a hit on this guy. And they were going to kill him. And they had their guns hidden away, you know, in their jacket. And they're coming up about to kill this guy. And all of a sudden, they see these two big, burly, strong men wearing white with hands in their jacket. And they just watched him as he walked by. And they thought, we don't want to mess with these guys. Man, So later on, they confronted the guy. Says, what do you mean hiring those big bodyguards to protect you? He goes, what are you talking about? I didn't have any bodyguards. I was just walking down the street. We saw them. Well, I don't know what you saw, but it wasn't bodyguards, at least not physical ones. But the angels of God were protecting him. Why? Because this guy, who was a minister of the gospel, was believing for supernatural protection. See, you got to put your faith on things, folks. Then God could get involved. He can intervene. Maybe angels get involved and intervene. I personally have a story that happened to me when I was a kid, little kid. How old was I? I was, before I went to school in the first grade, so it was probably about 5 years old. And, you know, my parents must have been praying for me, okay? They must have been believing for supernatural protection because I was sitting in a sandbox and our next-door neighbor parked a car up on top of the hill, and the car didn't get put into, this is back in the old days. Like I said, I was 5 years old. And the car didn't get put into, the parking brake wasn't put on, okay? And back then, you didn't put a car in park. You know, there wasn't anything to hold it other than the parking brake. And so the lady was getting out of her car, getting her groceries put away, and forgot to put the parking brake on. Well, the car started rolling down the hill. And it was rolling right toward me. I saw it coming. But I'm a little kid, and I just kind of froze, just looking at it like, whoa, look at that. Next thing I know, I was picked up, I kid you not, picked up out of the sandbox and moved over 10 feet. And I was sitting cross-legged, kind of Indian squat, you know, in the sandbox. I'm standing on my feet over there beside the sandbox, looking on as the car drove through it, plowed through the sandbox, and then went down into a creek. I was supernaturally protected. The only way, there's no way I jumped up on my feet and ran over to the side. For one thing, that's not how I remember it. I was looking at the car. Next thing I know, I'm looking at it from a different angle. Transported. Okay, whatever you want to call it. Moved supernaturally. The angels just went boop, moved me over. And I was supernaturally protected. Now, I know some of you are sitting out there going, yeah, Dr. Bill, yeah, you expect me to believe that? Hey, I don't care if you believe it or not. It happened to me. Now, I may be 64, almost 65 years old now, so that's been a long time ago. But I'm telling you what, I remember it clearly. It's burned into my mind, and it was just absolutely real. And there's photographs of the sandbox and the place where I was sitting and the car in the creek. I've got it, you know, my mom cut it out of the newspaper and put it in the baby book because unfortunately our next door neighbor's child was killed in that incident. And you say, well, why didn't the angels protect her? I don't know. The secret things belong to the Lord. We just don't know all these things. Okay, not casting aspersions on anybody or anything whatsoever. I'm just blessed that I was supernaturally protected and moved. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. And you say, well, Dr. Bill, I don't know about stuff like that. Well, you know, it's like I've heard people say, you may not know about stuff like that, but if you don't believe it, you won't be bothered with it. I believe for supernatural protection. I believe Psalm 91, verse 10, that says that no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. I believe that. I choose to grab a hold of that with my faith and hold that fast and believe it. And that's part of me walking by faith. It's part of me living by faith. Not being overcome by fear, but being motivated and directed and enjoying the life of faith. You say, well, are you saying I'm not living in faith? I'm not saying anything about you. I'm not casting any aspersions. I'm not making any judgments. I'm saying just what I believe, okay? If you want to do whatever you want to do, you go ahead and do it. Yeah, like the old, well, it's not that old a saying, fairly recent saying, where people says, you be you. Well, you be you and I'll be me. Okay? And as for me, I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to operate by faith. I know that faith pleases God. I know that a confidence, a strong confidence in the Word of God pleases my Father God. He wants me to take His Word literally. He wants me to trust Him with a childlike trust. He wants me to know that the angels of God are protecting me and believe for that actively. Not just casually say, well, yeah, okay, I guess the angels will protect me. No, no, no. Believe for it actively. Set your words on that. Set your thoughts and meditation on that. The word meditate in the Hebrew is translated, or can be translated, murmur. So speak it out of your mouth. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling. The angels shall pick me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Psalm 91. Begin to say that and quote that. Woo, hallelujah. It'll be such a blessing to your life. Now, I want you to really meditate on these things, and I want you to live by faith. Like I said, four times the Bible says we are to live by faith. And then I'll finish it up with Galatians 2:20. This isn't a direct quote of live by faith, but it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Woo, hallelujah. I live by faith. And you should be living by faith as well. We're out of time. We're going to have to go. You can write me here at drbill@speakfaith.org. That's my email address. I encourage you to write me at that email address. And if you have questions, ask me questions. But I'd love to hear from you. drbill@speakfaith.org, as it says there on the screen. You can also write me at our regular mailing address, our mail address that you go pick up from the post office. Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. I trust you enjoyed the program today, and I want you to think about the fact that we should be pleasing God by living in faith. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.